This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Wednesday's front page, former New York State Comptroller Alan Hevesy is expected to plead guilty to a corruption charge. He apparently hopes to head off prosecution of his two sons. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il elevated his son and his sister. He may be trying to plan for succession, but some Korea watchers say the changes could be destabilizing. And why a crackdown on toy safety is no fun for toy makers. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says former New York State Comptroller Alan Hevesy is looking to plead guilty to a corruption-related felony charge. The plea is part of a deal with State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo's office. It would avoid prosecution of Hevesy's two sons, one is an assemblyman, the other a former state senator. Hevesy himself could go to jail. He avoided prison in 2006 when he pleaded guilty to using state workers to chauffeur his wife. In Pakistan, the military is angry about the way the government handled flooding that's left 20 million people homeless. So angry, it's pushing for a shakeup, maybe even the removal of President Asif Ali Zardari. The military is reluctant to take over, as it has in the past. American officials say they, too, are disillusioned with Zardari. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il took steps to see that his family remains in charge after he dies. He gave his sister and a close friend the highest military rankings. He had his son and heir apparent named to the Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party. The son has also just been made a four-star general. Some Korea watchers say it's not clear what the changes mean. They could be destabilizing. Times reporter Elizabeth Rosenthal looks at an Italian town that literally has the wind at its back. Tocco del Casoria has wind turbines that tower over the olive groves. It also has solar panels that generate electricity at its sports complex. It's one of more than 800 towns in Italy that now make more electricity than they use. Tocco makes money selling its surplus to other utilities. That's how it abolished local taxes and fees for services like trash removal. In this country, forget the November elections. This year's big loser is sure to be the Midwest. State population tallies are expected to show declines there, and that'll mean fewer House seats. The Midwest had 143 a century ago. The total after this round of redistricting is expected to shrink to 94. That set off political jockeying in places like Illinois, even though it's expected to lose only one seat. Here's a question. Is a model train a toy? What about a Halloween costume? Toy manufacturers say the answer is no. They've swamped the Consumer Product Safety Commission, seeking exemptions from a federal crackdown on dangerous playthings. When it comes to toy locomotives, manufacturers say the typical customer isn't a child, but a 53-year-old man. The same goes for Halloween costumes. The Halloween Industry Association says teenagers and adults also like to get dressed up as Superman and Batman. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
The latest New York Times CBS News poll looks at Ohio. It's shaping up as a battleground in November. Governor Ted Strickland, who's a Democrat, is tied with Republican challenger John Kasich. The picture in the Senate contest there is reversed. Former Republican Congressman Rob Portman has an 11-point lead over Democrat Lee Fisher. The poll found voters are anxious about the economy and angry about Congress.
They've got to get the courage and sit down and act like grown-ups.
That's Ray Piper of Delaware, Ohio. Congress's disapproval rating is 75% in Ohio, compared with 70% nationally. National correspondent Dan Barry looks at the story behind President Obama's visit to the University of Wisconsin on Tuesday. The appearance wasn't a given. The university didn't agree to it until just last week. First, Chancellor Biddy Martin debated letting the campus be the backdrop for a rally that was clearly political. The Democratic National Committee paid the university $10,500 to cover expenses. In Wednesday's dining section, is eating at home more dangerous than going to a restaurant? Writer Henry Alford found out when Health Department Inspector Beth Torin came to a dinner party at his apartment. She docked him 77 points for things like a broken meat thermometer and a refrigerator that was warmer than the required 41 degrees. For the record, a restaurant flunks at 14 points. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. Send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.